Okay, today is Daf Chaf Tes. We are actually on the bottom of Chaf Ches, really finished Chaf Ches. We'll just go back for a minute, and we'll go to Chaf Tes. So, the Gemara wanted to know, according to the Rabbanon, who don't hold from the Makar of 3 years to establish a Chazakah from Shor HaMuad, where do they know it from? And they know it from Yirmiyah HaNavi. Yirmiyah HaNavi warned Klal Yisrael, told Klal Yisrael, if you're going to sell land now in the 10th year of Tzidkiyahu's reign, make sure you write a shtar. Why? Because year 10, we're over here. Year 11, we're going to be here. Then we're going to be exiled. The Churban's going to happen. So you're not going to have establish a chazakah. So what do you see? You don't see that a chazakah is 3 years, like we said yesterday. You see, it's more than 2 years. How do you know it's 3 years? So he said, he also agrees with the Vart of Shor HaMuad. He also agrees with that, 3 years. And this is another makar. So Abaye asked, Dilma Eitza Tova Kamashlon, maybe it's just good advice. Yirmiyah is just telling them good advice. That you should write down things get a receipt, write things down in a document. Dilo Te Mahachi, because if you don't say that, Yirmiyah also said that those that are going to Bavel, right, he said to them, Banu Batim, build houses, Vishavu, settle there, Vinatu, plant, Ganos, gardens, Vachlu, it's Peirin. Mike Amar, why is he telling them that? Why is he telling them that? Yeah, mitzvah to plant, to live in, buy a house in Bavel. Right? Look at Rashi on top. Hare, Shalach Yirmiyah La'osan. Yirmiyah sent a letter, La'osan, to those, Shahayu B'Bavel, a letter, he sent a statement, Shahayu B'Bavel, Shigal Imichanyahu, that they were exiled with Hechanyahu, Yud Aleph Shana Kodem Gal Sigyo, 11 years before, Banu Batim, build houses, Vishavu, settle there, Kilo Seitzu Misham Ad Melais Lebavel Shivim Shana. You're not going to leave for 70 years. Might as well get comfortable. You're here for a while. Lama Leila Hazir Malzos. Why do I have to tell them that? It was a mitzvah to settle down and be comfortable. It's a mitzvah. It's a din. It's a halacha. Ella, it's a tova kamasha. It was advice. Right? Dahu Masi Osam. He's telling them, Hachanami, it's tov malmu. He's going to give him good advice. You want to buy land now? So write it down. The halacha that we learned 3 years, a chazaka. That's all. Just advice.
But that was his job as a Navi to foretell
them. Exactly. Exactly.
To foretell those.
Exactly. He's telling them the same thing. Write down things in a document so you don't lose your land. The halacha, we learn chazaka from here. Ella, back to the Gemara. It's tov kamashlon. Hachanami, it's a tov kamashlon. Just advice. Teida, I'll prove it to you. Dechsiv, it says, Unasatem b'kli cheresh. And they put the document in an earthenware vessel, so it shouldn't get ruined, right? Laman yamdu yamim rab, it should last for many days. What is some din? You have to put a star in an earthenware vessel? It's halacha. It's halacha. It's practical advice. You want your star not to get ruined, put it in an earthenware jug. It won't get ruined. Practical advice. So too, what Yirmiyah was telling them was practical things. Halachas of. So how do we know? Elam Arava, a different vart. That it can't be from Yirmiyah. That's just advice. It's not a halacha. Shata kamaisa machalinish. The first year, a guy's mochel. Tzarti machal. Second year, a guy's mochel. A guy's mochel what? That you're working in his field. Plus, lo machel. By the third year, already the guy's got enough. He had enough. He
wants you out.
He wants you out. He reached his boiling point. Get out. Is that the pshat? Amale Abaya. That's true. Elamayata. If that's true, then kihadara ara tahadar levar miperi. Then if when you throw him out finally, does the owner say, "Well, give me back the produce for the past 2 years, 3 years that you were here? I didn't mind." No. Alama Amar of Nachman. Why does Nachman say Hadara Ara? I'm sorry. Amale Abaya Elamata ki Hadara Ara Tahadar Labar Meperi. You don't have to return the payrolls. You shouldn't have to return the payrolls because for the first 2 years the guy didn't mind. The owner didn't mind you were there. Alama of Amar of Nachman. Why does Nachman say Hadara Ara Hadara Peri? You have to return the payrolls. Why? You didn't mind I was here. You said it was okay. Fine, after 3 years you had enough of me. You got sick of me. You told me to get out. Why do I have to return all the payrolls from the past 3 years?
He didn't say he didn't mind. He didn't say anything.
Mochel. He was mochel.
But he didn't say anything.
So he's mochel. Mochel means I'm okay with it. Why would he do that? Oh, the guy's hard on his luck. He just got fired. He's walking my field a little bit. I'm not going to say anything to him. Let him get back on his feet. After 3 years, he says, okay, enough is enough. Time for you to go. By the way, give me a check for the past 3 years. Why do I have to give him a check for the past 3 years? You let him be there. So we have to change it. We have to tweak it a little. Ella Amarava Shata Kamaisa Lo Kapit Inish. Different thing now. I'm not makpid. I'm not makpid on what? I'm not makpid on you being here. Of course you can't keep the fruit. Of course not. Shtarti Lo Kapit. The second year, you can't keep the fruit. There's no question about that. Tlas Kapit. After the third year, you are makpid. Now, it says over here, Ad Kan, in the Rashi, Ad Kan Pirish Rashi Zal. Right? Until here is the Pirish of Rashi, Zecher Tzadok Levracha. Mikan Ve'elech, Repirish Rabbeinu Shmuel Ben Reb Meir. And from now on, to the end of the Masechta, is the Rashbam, Rashi's grandson. So there's a little bees, and it says, others, a different version said Kan Meis Rashi Zatzal. Right? Yours says Kan Meis Rashi. The older Gemaras say Kan Meis Rashi. What happened? I don't know. Right? Why did Rashi stop writing it? Mamish died on this spot. There's a place in Makos where it says he died. At the end of Makos. Almost the very end.
You can tell right away because look how much they write.
Correct. The Rashbam is much more wordy. Because if you want to know, look at the, we'll do the last Rashi. What does the last Rashi say? Alam Amar of Nachman. Why did Nachman say you have to return the fruit? What does Rashi say? Two words. Lakaman Bishmaitin. Later on in the sugi, we're going to have it. Look what the Rashbam says. Lakaman Bishmaitin. And he tells us what the case is. Gabe by Hamachzik Bekarka Chaveiro. You have Karka of your friend. V'azal Idich V'aisi Sadi Dachlin Trade Shnin. V'lo Yosef. You bring a raya. Okay, whole discussion over there. What is the halacha? You have to give it back. Right? So we'll go to the Rashbam that says, Tarti lo kapti. 2 years, you're not makbid. It's a little further down. A few lines more. The next Rashbam. Almasha zeh yorodok sadeh ushal chaveh or shlo bershutso. I'm not makbid. A guy's in my field without my permission. I'm not makbid. Umihu peri lo machel. I'm not mochel on the payros. For sure not. Why am I not makbid? Because I'm getting free work out of it. I'm not going to give you the payros anyway. So you want to go paint my house? Go right ahead. What? So maybe he thought. You know, I paint your house. Maybe you'll pay me for it. He didn't ask me to do it. Maybe you never know. Nothing to lose.
I'm going ahead and putting all this kashrus into a little field, and all of a sudden you tell me, sorry, the fruit's not yours, it's mine.
Exactly, but it's true. It's not yours.
I understand, but why?
It's after 3 years. Like, you know what? Get out of here. What are you doing here?
3 years after Chazok already, then you know that's
a right. So that's the answer. The answer is, where did 3 years come from? It comes from being makbid. First year, second year, you're not makbid. Of course you don't get the payros. That's for sure not. Third year already, you're makbid. If that's true, if it goes by makbid, amalei abaya, elamanata, if that's true, so could go to Hanu debay bar al yashiv. So what about the people, what about Rabbi Yashiv's, the Bey Bar Yashiv's family, the Kapti, their Makbid, Afil Aman, the Chatz, the Chalav Amitra, did who? Even if the guy used it for a shortcut, the guy goes to go nuts over there. Hachanami del Alta Havi Chazaka? So if I use this field for a shortcut and they don't protest, now I own the field? One time? Because they go nuts if you do that, right? You walk on their grass to save yourself not have to turn the corner. You do that, they go crazy. So if I did that and they didn't go crazy, then I own it? Right?
Well, that's
the law in America. That's not the law in America. One time? For 10 years you need that.
12 years.
You're talking too extreme.
Oh, so, if you tell me, yes, it's taka true. Yeah, it's true, yeah. Yeah. If that guy was crazy makbid about anything, then you do one little thing on his property. You walk. You do the shortcut for his grass. You cut through his lawn to get to the corner faster. You own his land. If that's true, why? Because it goes by makbid? Im Kane, Nasata Lidarecha Lashurin. You made the words of the Chacham have no shear. This guy, the shear is this. And this guy, what kind of halacha is like that? There's no halacha like that.
It's all subjective.
It goes, each person is a different shear. You, I wouldn't mind if you went on my lawn. Him, I wouldn't mind. Lawn, I don't mind. My backyard, I do mind. It's not a normal thing. What?
But that's why people are. Their friends is okay, and people they don't know, they don't like.
So,
yeah, that's exactly
so the Gemara says, Ella Amar Rava. So now Rava changes it.
Ask the Rashba, why did Rava change it? That's exactly what a Rava should have answered back Abaya. You know why? You know why you're wrong, Abaya? Because no, we don't have a thing like that of Shurim. That's exactly why I made it 3 years. Because otherwise, it's endless. This guy is the lawn. That guy is the backyard. This guy's 2 years. That guy's 20 years. This guy's 10 years. He didn't answer that back.
Yeah, but the old problem. Don't you think use your mother as an example?
Yeah.
Back.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
There's a big difference. You'd be using as a Walgreens. They're always like, you know what? Real plant vegetables.
Right. So one second. So the kasha begs itself. So Abaya, Rava's answer should have been. Rava's answer should have been. You know why Abaya? We don't have doubt that. Because we have a set number. The set number is 3 years. New uniform. No wiggle room. That's it. He doesn't say that. Why didn't he say that? So the Rashba answers, Abaya knew that. Abaya's question was, so why'd you pick such a long, funny number of 3 years? Why'd you pick 3 years? Make it 20 minutes.
I don't understand the whole thing. I said, if you make, there's no more problem.
What? We lost it.
Write another one.
We're going to get to that. But you hear the Rashba answers? That was a bias kasha. A bias kasha was, why'd you put 3 years out of the blue? You don't hold from the Sharmur. So where'd 3 years come from?
You start answering that question, you can answer every question.
Right, so that was his question. How about, by Eliashev's family, you go through the lawn, they'll give it to you. Because it's so makbar, it's so crazy. Maybe that should have been the shear. Which not why it should be different for different families. Of course not. Abaya knew that. The question was, why did you pick this? Pick something else. So for that, that's a good kasha. That's a good question. Why did you pick 3 years? Elamai Rava, I'll tell you why. Shata kamaitha mizdar inish bishtare. The first year, a guy keeps his shtar. Right? First year, a guy keeps his shtar. Tarti vitlasi mizdar. Second year, third year, he also keeps that shtar. Right? Tvei lo mizdar. After that, you're not so careful. You start to lose it. I ask you, where's your what's it called from 10 years ago? I don't know where they put that. So that could be built into the answer. Right. That could be built into it. Right? So the answer is because of the shtar. Amalei Abaya, Elameyata, if that's true, then macha shelo b'fanav, a macha not in his presence, lo tahavi macha, should not be a valid macha. Why? The Amalei, because he couldn't say back to him, e machez ba'apai, if you were going to come straight to my face to make a complaint, have him mizdarna bishtari. I would make sure to hold my shtar. So we said this yesterday. The Amalei, chavra, chavra, chisle, v'chavra, chavra, chavra, isle. Everyone has friends. Say, I have to protest to you. I have to say the thing to you. I don't want to talk to you. But I'll come to shul and I'll tell everybody else. Right? You'll know about it. So if you're so secure that you're going to win, you can lose the shtar. If not, then keep hold on to it. That's not a problem. So the answer is, what's the answer? The answer is because of the shtar. 2-3 years, a guy is normal to keep a hold on to the receipt. After that, you lose the receipt. How long do you hold on to something? Right?
Forever.
Not forever. Most people don't hold on to. Yeah, people hold on to. I know. Today's different because your passport, you never lose. Okay. Right? Your wallet, you never lose. But the receipt, when you bought a tie, that you lost. Right?
In your ksuba, you have your
life. Right. So, right. That's a good question. Why that you're going to lose and this you're not going to lose? I don't know.
If you have a fire, then you need one right away.
It's all scale,
right.
You know, when there was fire in the north, they said you're allowed to live with your wife, just get the super as quickly as possible.
Right. Amr of Huna. Shlosha shanim sha'amru. These 3 years, hu sha'achlan ritufos. They have to be consecutive. Right, so look at the Rashbam. Sha'achlan ritufos. It's a little down where we are. Aval im heinicha shana shniya. If you leave it the second year, we're first year. I come there and you're in a 10 year trip somewhere. You're an explorer. You're gone for 10 years somewhere. I come the first year. I stay there. Then the second year I leave, right? Then Then I come back for year 3 and 4. Is that 3 consecutive years? No. Matzi Amar Balasadeh. The Balasadeh could say, "Hi, Delo Machoilach." You know why I didn't say anything? Hainu Mishum De Overis Le Shana Shnia. You left here for the second year. The gully daitach, you revealed the lavdidachu. It's not yours. Hilkach, lo, zaris, osa. That's why you didn't plant here. So didn't say a word. You hear that? I think Shemitah is the same thing. Someone asked me yesterday about Shemitah.
Me.
Right? My kamashmalan. What's the chiddush in that statement? Tanin, it says in the Mishnah, cheskas on shalosh hanam yom liyom. Has to be 3 years from day to day. So ma'azatayim, I would have thought miyom liyom. Lafuke muktos. That's just meant to exclude partial years. Vatlol, I'm afilu mufuzaros. But if it's a whole year, and then I'm away for a year, and then I come back for two more years, I will acquire it. It's not, because it's three full years, just not in order. Kamash malan, not true. It has to be 3 full years. Amar Rav Chama, umodi Rav Huna. Rav Huna would agree, listen to this. Ba'asre demuvre bagi. In a place where there's crop rotation, where they used to leave the crop, certain fields, they would not
alternate
years to give the field a rest. If crop rotation, if it's crop rotation, then what? Then you will acquire it. It'll take you 4 years to acquire a field, because 1 year you left it out. Why did I leave it out? Because I went away? No, because it's crop rotation. It's a pshita. Isn't that obvious? I don't know, pshita, what kind of pshita is that? Why is that so obvious? It's pshita. Pshita is obvious. No, lo tzvicha de'ika de'movir, de'ika de'lo movir. Not everyone does crop rotation. Some do, some don't. The high gavra mover. This guy did it. So it took 4 years. Ma'adatehema, I would have thought, amale, that the original owner could say to the, we call him the muchzak, right? He's the one who's here for 4 years. The original owner was away. The original owner could say, the original owner is going to say to the squatter,
yeah.
Im isya didachu, if you really think it's yours, if you're claiming it's really yours, iboilach lemizre, you should have not done crop rotation. Kamash Malan, he's allowed to say back to him, da amale, he could say back, d'chad arab kule baga lo matina lintar, I was the only guy in the whole area here that wasn't doing crop rotation. That means I had to hire a guard just for myself. No one's going to share the expense with me. I don't want to do that. I'll also do crop rotation. That shows that I don't have a chazaka. Doesn't show that at all. Right? Doesn't show that at all. Therefore, I get it. The inami, not only that, bahadi nichli dov de tvei. It's even better if I do crop rotation. Why? Because then
the field.
It's better for the field. Exactly. It's better for the field.
So that would show ownership.
Exactly.
We say that it has to be retufos, but didn't we say in the Mishnah it could be, let's say, the end of...
That was for a different kind of field. That was for a different kind of field. Okay. Right? So the Ramban says, if you do crop rotation, so every other year you don't work the field, it'll take you 6 years to acquire chazaka over a field, which normally should take 3 years. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Where are we up to? Tanan. Cheskes habatim. What we learned in the Mishnah, cheskes habatim, the chazaka for houses, for habatim, the imome yada, ubalela lo yada. How do you know that this guy was there at night? How do you know that? So look at the Rashbam. It's where the lines are wide, I don't know, like 8 lines down, where it says, biyamama lo yada. Right? I don't know what goes on at night. Da filu hachi. By the way, the Rabbi Rashbam is so good because he's so clear. He's very wordy. Much more wordy than Rashi. Much more. But he's so clear. He spells it out so clearly. You can read a Rashbam.
He needs 3 times of space.
To say this. Right? It shows you the godless of Rashi.
Yep. Yes.
It shows you the godless of Rashi. Because Rashi is extra wordy and concise at the same time. Which is an unbelievable feat. To be accessible. Right? How many times do you hear a dvart? Rashi said an extra word, extra 2 words. And then Rashi is so terse at the same time. It's godless of Rashi. To be excessively wordy and excessively stingy with words at the same time. So anyway, so Rashbam says, Afilu hachi havi chazaka. It's still a chazaka. Well, we were, I don't know you're there at night. I don't have a telescope into your bedroom. I don't know you're there. Still, afilu hachi, still, I'm there at night. And you still get a chazaka. Bishlom agabi sada, a field, v'chol hanach, and all the things like that. Ain't dakan lasos malach ha'olayla. There's no fields not open at night. Nobody works at night. Therefore, v'kishem amidin edim al meleches yimei shalosh hanim. When I bring edim, yesterday, you have to bring edim. I bring edim that I was there for 3 years, havei chazaka. That's all I need. Aval batim, shederech ladur bahem balayla. But the houses you live in at night. For who ain yachol lahavi edim shiruhu dar off balelos? You can't bring, or how you bring edim that the guy slept there at night? How you gonna do that? For kivon the last late sahadi alalelos, since you have no edim on by the nights, have a little mufuzaros. So it's not consecutive.
Well, but if you see the door is locked, can you leave the house?
We're gonna give that answer. The im isul of Rav Huna. If Rav Huna is true, the matzi idach lemitan. He could say, "Ani reisi shelo hayisi dar bobalelos. I didn't see you were here at night. Ulakach lo chashti limchos. That's why I didn't have to protest. The galus had daitach. The lavdi dachu. It's not yours. Damai havi chazaka. Why is there a chazaka? That's why I didn't say anything that you're living in my house, because you don't have any edim by the night. It's the guy's responsibility to bring edim. So the Gemara answer is the obvious answer, right? Amar Abaya, man demasid abatim." Shivchi, the neighbors. Right? The neighbors. Shivchi, miyadi yada, biyimam ubulel. They know night and day. They know. Right? They see the car pull up, it's ready night, the guy's getting to the house, they're holding his briefcase. They see all that. So if you have edim. Well, it's a funny question, no?
Yeah.
A very weak question. What kind of question was that?
It's like common sense.
Right? Listen to this vart. Rava Amar, Rava gives another answer. You ready for this answer? Very difficult answer. Can you go into Asu Beitrei? Two people come, va'amra, and they say, anon agwina mine. No. Reuven's the owner of the house. Reuven's the owner of the house. We rented it from Reuven. Right? I'm sorry. Can you go into Amru? Reuven's the owner of the house. Shimon now says the house is mine. Two of them come and say, yeah, we paid Shimon rent for the past 3 years. Those two edim, day and night. We've been living here for the past 3 years, and we paid Shimon rent. Obviously, it belongs to Shimon. You hear the answer? Rafa didn't want to give the answer of the neighbors. He gave a different answer. That those two edim are the ones living there. What are they doing there? They rented it from Shimon. So what do you see belongs to Shimon? Amri anan an agrinon mine. We paid rent to Shimon. Vidarin and Beit Losa Shnin, Bimamo Balila. We paid rent for day and night. We paid rent for the apartment, right? We paid rent for the house. We paid by day and by night. We lived there the whole time. Amalei Rav Yemel Rav Ashi, Hare Negon Beit Dusenhein. How can these people give testimony? They're Negea Be'edus. You hear this? Why can't a Negea Be'edus give testimony? Where does it say that in the Torah, that someone who's Negea Be'edover can't give testimony? It doesn't say it anywhere. Actually, Machlok is why. Some say because there's a fear they're going to lie. And others say because they're like Krovim to the story. They're Krovim to the lawsuit. Krovim can't testify, right? And Russia. And Russia's. Explicitly. And Russia. Right? But what about the Negei Be'edover? So it doesn't say that anywhere. So it's a machlokas achronim, why they can't testify. But there's certainly a Negei Be'edover. So, right?
Absolutely.
So, the Elo Amri Hachi. Right, so the Elo, this is part of the question, right? Yeah. The Elo Hamri Hachi, Amrina Lahu, Zilu Havile Agar, Besa Lahai. Right? If not for this, because they're giving Eidus to the, they're giving the rental check to the Shimon, so they're going to give Eidus. Right? So the Ramban asks, wait a minute, let Reuven and Shimon fight out who the owner is. And then whoever the owner is, they'll pay each other out. So why is it Negei Be'edus? I'm giving the rent to Shimon. Do I know he's the owner? He told me he's the owner. He put an ad in the newspaper, I'm renting my house. I called him up, he told me it's his house. What do I need to check it out? Let them fight it out. And then let them give each other the money. So the Ramban answers, yes, it's true, but then they're getting drawn into a lawsuit. They don't care. It's Negei Be'edus. They get drawn into some other lawsuit. They're not interested in that lawsuit. They don't care. So the question remains, it's Negei Be'edus. So Amalei, so he told them back, Dain de Shpili Hachi Daini. You think we're talking about like second-rate judges, third-rate judges that don't know what they're doing? Of course this is a problem, Negei Be'edus. Of course it's a problem. Rather, Kimilo Eskina, we must be talking about the following, Kigon, then Akidi Agar Beiti. There was an ad in the newspaper. Well, I'm renting my house. Anybody want to come rent my house? A nice young couple calls up the guy. The guy's name is Shimon. He comes to see the house. Reuven standing there and says, by the way, it's not his house, it's my house. You hear? That's what happened. Reuben and Shimon start having a fight on the spot. And they both agree, you know what, we'll take the rent. I also don't mind renting it out. We'll put the rent in escrow until we figure out who owns the house. I say it's me, you say it's you. But at least the money will, at least somebody will get this rent. The house shouldn't be empty. So the money was never paid to anybody. It was paid to escrow. That's okay, it's not a gay basis. They couldn't care less, this couple. They didn't pay anybody anyway. They paid the money to a third party till they fight it out. That's why it's not in the gay basis. You hear? Milo Eskinas, Kigon, Dinak the Agar Beisa. They rented the house. The Amri, Laman Lisve. Who do we give the money to? Who do we give the money to? We don't know who to give it to. We gave it to a third party. We gave it to Bezdin. Now you can let them fight it out. It's nothing to do with us. So they're not in the gay basis. Okay. Amar Mar Zutra. The E Toin. If they make a taina, the Amar, Lesu Trey Sadi, bring the Eton the Amar. If the Ma'arer, meaning the one, the original owner, if the original owner says, Lesi Trey Sadi, bring two Edim, Las Hu De Lay, to testify, the Darbe Tlas Shnei Biyamama Ubalela, that you were here day and night, Ta'anitza Taina, it's a good taina, and they're going to have to bring Edim for the nights as well. Right, so look at the Rashbam. It's the last Rashbam on the page. 1, 2, 3, 4.5 lines of Rashbam. Milsa ba'am pe nafshi. This is a separate vort on its own. This statement of Marzutra is a separate vort. Unconnected. I mean, it's connected, but it's a separate vort. Pshita le Marzutra. It's obvious to Marzutra. Da'af al-gav de'bo kol hanach amaroi le'el gilushon ha'mutufos. Even though we establish you need 3 consecutive years. Afilu hachi. Ein mechayven et hamachzik lehavi edim. The machzik doesn't have to bring edim. She'idu beferush al kol hayam v'halelos. Doesn't have to bring edim on every minute that they're there. Elo ye'idu stam. Stam. Shera'uhu dar gimel shanim. Your neighbor say, did the Haymors just live in that house over there? Yeah. For 3 years? Yeah. Every minute they were there? I can't say that. But for 3 years they've been there. They've been there for more than 3 years. They can't say every second they were there. That I can't say.
Mufi Yosef says, as long as you don't see them packing and moving your stuff out, that they were there.
Okay, interesting. So, umistama, im dar babayis. So, mistama, if they're living in the house, af palelos darbo. They're there at night too. My neighbor says, the only Haymus is there at night. Mistama, he is. I see every night, getting into his pajamas, they're getting into his bed. I didn't see that. I can't say I saw that. Mistama, he's there every night. Right? Mistama, it's called mistama, right? V'kar mar zutra, di ton ma'arer. If the ma'arer says, I want to daf yomi, v'amar, I'm going to say, I see Sadi, bring me witnesses, that what? Every day, every minute, the guy was there. He's allowed to go to work. But this was his home. Every morning he left, every night he came home. Bring a raya. I'm not even talking about he went on vacation for a few days. That you're allowed to do also. You have a raya, the guy, I can't say I say every night. I mean, I didn't see him every day. Says mar zutra, bring an aid. Every day I have to see he was there. Every day, every night. And if not, you're not going to get a chazaka, right? V'tzarach shiyavi edim shalelos v'yamim. V'kivin d'ton tainas bari. D'ka'amar ani ra'isiv shalo dar b'lelos b'beisi. I saw it, not every night. Ulakach lo machisi. That's why I didn't say anything. V'ein chesgach chazaka. It's not a chazaka. Lakach ani omer aisi sadi d'dor beit los chenin. Therefore, you have to bring edim that you were there to disprove me. That you were there day and night. No, I was there, and therefore you should have protested.
It's about
unreasonable
standard
it sounds a little bit unreasonable, no? Because it could be you only need 3 years for that. The Gemara is going to say something similar to that tomorrow. It's going to be a similar thing tomorrow for that. Tomorrow, a lot of different cases. Like there was a guy that said this, and they came to Bezin, and one of the cases was, 3 years? For 10 years I've been here. So what about the previous 7 years? The Gemara said tomorrow. Umod de Marzutra, but Marzutra agrees, Birochlin Uma Hamachzirin Ba'ayaros, that a guy is a traveling salesman. So he's never even around. So how could he say, I'm a Bari that you weren't here for 3 years? Because I don't have anything about the nights. How can he say such a thing? He wasn't even around. He was a traveling salesman. He sells. He's He's a mocher of Rochlin. He sells perfume. He's always in the by the shuk, selling to ladies all over the country. He wasn't even here. Hamachzirin bayaris. He goes from city to city. Daaf agav delo toin tanin leanan. Even though he can't make that taina, we'll taina it for him. We'll taina it for him. Umod Rav Huna. Rav Huna agrees. Bechanusa, with a store, the mechuzah, the in mechuzah, and also anywhere. Biyamama avida lelo avida. Nobody has a store at night. Store closes. No stores open. There's a few stores out there that open 24 hours. 99% of stores are not open 24 hours.
Except Amazon.
Yeah, but that's not a store. They close at night. Right? A few pharmacies are open all night. Most things are not open all night. So the fact that you don't have a riot at night is meaningless. It's not open at night. It's like a field. Right?
If it's a store and you have your goods in there, does that not turn itself creative? Is that?
Maybe that's what the Gemara means.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it means. Hello. Rami Bar Chama, Rav Ukva Bar Chama, listen to this, Gvart. Listen to this. Rami Bar Chama and Rav Ukva Bar Chama, the Zav and Ahu Amsa, they bought a maid servant together. They bought a maid together. So, Mar Ishtamesh Ba Rishon Ashrisha Vechamishis, one used it for year 1, 3, and 5. Umar Ishtamesh Beshana Revias Vishishis, Shnia Revias Vishishis, and one used it for 2, 4, and 6. Why'd they do that? So that neither one could have a chazakah. Right? Never a chazakah. Right? Now what happened? Nafak Iroleu. That was Reuven and Shimon bought that. That this woman, this maidservant. Levi comes along and says, but she's mine. How did you two have the right to even do it? So she's mine. And you know what? None of you have a chazakah. Because you only had a 1 year each. So I get her back.
Huh?
What?
Combined.
Oh, so we hear what they did. They alternated years, so for themselves. Now comes along some guy and says, she's mine, and neither of you have a chazaka, because none of you had it for 3 years.
But that was your whole intent.
Exactly. So Asal came to Rava, they came to Rava, Amalahu, my time of Viratahi, why'd you alternate her years? You did that, Kihekidlo Tzachu Adadi. So you shouldn't have a chazaka one against the other. However, just like it's not a chazaka for you, each of you, la'alma na'amil havi chazaka, it's not a chazaka for the world also, and therefore, this fellow gets her back. Because you never established a chazaka, you outsmarted yourselves. You hear that, Vart? V'lo amara, and that's only true, el de lo kasav itra. That's only true, they didn't write a star. Avo kasav itra kala isle, which is what you said before, Mr. Schiffer. But if they wrote a star, that we're only doing this way, so that we should have a chazaka on each other. But of course, after 6 years, nobody can pipe up, oh, by the way, she's mine. Can't do that. There was a chazaka, there was a star. We wrote a star, it's a kol. And you come along with a lundus. Yeah, but you don't have a chazaka, each of you, because you alternated the years, therefore I get it back. No. That doesn't work that way. Right? Okay. Amar Rava. Says Rava, Achla kula, if you have a field, and I use the whole field, chutz mi beis rova, except for that one corner over there. So kana kula chutz mi beis rova. You acquire the whole field, not that corner. That corner you didn't touch for 3 years. Why should you get it? Omar Rav Huna Ber Dev Yeshua, v'lo amaron ela debar zriyahi. That's only true if it's something that you could plant. Avolav bar zriyahi, but if it's not something you could plant, Karnele agav ara. You acquire it by virtue of the rest of the field. That makes no sense. Maskaflor of Bibi Barabaya, Elameyata, if that's true, Tsunma is some kind of rocky field. But Mayikne, how are you going to acquire it? There's no other field to acquire it with. It's just a piece of, rocky area. What are you going to do with it? I don't know, maybe you'll clear it out and put a house there. But in the meantime, how did I acquire it? How do you ever acquire it? That's a funny question. You could put animals in there. You could lay fruit over it. Right? You could dry fruit out over there. Right? Right? Hachanami. Same thing over here. Forget the fact that's talking about a regular field. How do you ever acquire ownership? I want to sell you a rocky field. How are you going to acquire ownership? What's the chazaka you're going to do? You can't plant. You can't. What do you mean you can't say? There's something you can do. You can put animals in there. You can put fruit in there to dry. So do over here. Hachanami, Barilei Lukbe, Bechiyusa, Inami, Mishatka, Bepeiri. You can do it like that. Since you didn't do that, you don't own it. Right? Okay. Now, we're going to start this now. And it's not going to end. It's going to end tomorrow. So here we go. Ready? Hahu da Amar L'Chavrei. There's a guy who says to his friend, my boy is behind Besa. What are you doing in my house? What are you doing here? You don't live here. It's my house. Get out. Amalei, what do you mean? Minach zavninti. You sold it to me. V'achalta shani chazaka. And I've been living here for 3 years. Now you wake up and say, what am I doing here? Don't you remember we went to the closing 3 years ago? Amalei, ana b'shuchni gavoy havi. I was living in the inner house, right? And I never saw you. And right, and of course, the Ramban says that there was a second another entranceway out from the back, so he never saw him. One day, he goes to the front, an unusual thing, and he said, what are you doing here? He said, what do you mean what I'm doing? I bought it from you, and I'm living here for 3 years. So, also the Kabbid of Nachman, they came in front of Rav Nachman, Amalei, Zil Amalei, the Rav Nachman said to the Machzik, the guy, he's the one who says, I bought it from you 3 years ago. Rav Nachman says to him, Zil Beror Achilasach. Right? Bring Edim that you've been living here for 3 years. Bring Edim. Who did Rav Nachman make bring Edim? The Machzik. Right? He made him bring Edim. Amalei Rava. Also can make Rav Nachman. Oh, yeah, right. Amalei Rava. Dina Hachi? That's not the halacha. Hamotzi Mechaveru, all of Araya. Who has to bring the raya? I say to you, that's my shirt. I want the shirt. I have to bring a raya that it's my shirt. I want this house. What are you doing in my house? I want the house back. I have to bring the raya. Rav Nachman made the guy, the machzik, bring the raya. Rava said, no. You want me out of your, you claim it's your house? You bring the raya. You hear what they're arguing about? What are they arguing about? It's the exact same case.
No, it is the same.
I meet you in the living room. So what are you doing sitting in my living room? What do you mean? It's my living room.
It's a little different because it's like someone's been living there. It's hard for me to be able to prove that you have been living there. It's easy for him. You know, you being a witness, you being an extra neighbor. That's what I said before in the tomorrow.
Right, so...
An extra neighbor to show that you were living there.
What?
You had... In the, right,
so he's saying it's a question... So he's saying it's a question of... Issue. It's a question of ability.
Correct. I mean, they had before, when they asked, could you call him as a witness? You're an extra neighbor. Because he saw you living there. Day or night, whatever.
Right, so when I tell you I want that, that's my shirt. That's my shirt. What's the answer? You don't have to bring a raya that it's your shirt.
No, but you're not,
I have to bring a raya that it's not your shirt. Why? Why? What's the reason? Because you're the mukhsar. You're sitting
you
with...
prove that's yours.
Why? Why do I have to prove it and not you have to prove it?
No, we have to prove I lived there for 3 years. It's right. A little different.
It's the same exact thing. So what's Rav Nachman thinking? What's Rav Nachman thinking? L'chora, Rav is right. Right? I bump into you. What are you doing in my living room? What do you mean? It's my house. I'm the coming with it. I'm the one who's tying against you. You're sitting pretty. I want to throw you out. I have to bring the raya. Rav Nachman says, no. The guy in the living room has to bring the raya. He belongs there. What are they arguing about? What? So tomorrow, now the Gemara says, Rami Durava Adurava. Rami Durav Nachman Adurav Nachman. It seems to contradict a different case where they're going to say the exact opposite. And the Gemara is going to reconcile it.
It can work both ways.
Correct. It works both ways. Exactly.
So why did... come back from vacation, the guy in your house. He's in my house.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's what I'm saying. This case is a little different than you having
your shirt. Because he's going to answer the same way. He's going to go, what are you talking about? I'm moving in the house. Go be a bunch of
mechavero. Right. Yeah. So we'll stop here. And tomorrow, the Gemara will ask the opposite. And then we'll reconcile the stira. All right. Everybody have a very good day.
If you went to the basement, the guy could say it's my house.